WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy, 67 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly sunny, breezy, warm, and humid today, a high around 89. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reports Messina Mayor Pro Tem Linda Reinicke won a special election held Tuesday to fill the position of mayor until the end of 2013. Since no candidates had filed nomination papers for the election, all the names on the ballots were write-ins, and there were a total of 49 ballots cast. Sunderman said Linda Reinicke received 41 votes, Jackson Bissell 5, Dean Downer, Jesse Stoner, and Kevin McConn each had one vote. Now, another vote to fill the position of mayor full-time for a two-year term will be held during the November 5th city elections. The person who is elected at that time will serve the term beginning on January of 2014. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. Planting season rolled right into hay season, but we need to be thinking about harvest. We've got a great selection of CR combines here at Lindeman Tractor. We've got a popular model, a CR9060. It's a 2008. It's got 1,198 hours, heavy-duty planetaries. It's set up to either go with an Ag Leader yield monitor or a New Holland yield monitor. Came from an excellent home, and you won't believe the price we have on this machine. Also, we have a CR9070, a 2011. Real low-hour machine for a two-year-old machine with 335 separator hours. Auto-steer complete with HID lighting, 620/70R42 duals. A nice machine, a lot like new. And don't forget, New Holland Credit has teamed up with Lindeman Tractor to give us 0% financing for up to 60 months with qualified credit on any used combine. I know you've been really busy, but harvest is coming up soon, and the best selection is right now. Call us today, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
Red Oak Police report the arrest this morning of a man who was wanted on a warrant out of Mills County. 22-year-old Justin Darnold of Red Oak was arrested for theft in the second degree. Darnold was being held in the Mills County Jail on $5,000 bond. Authorities say two people were sent to the hospital following an accident Tuesday afternoon here in Atlantic. The names of the victims have not yet been released. The accident happened at around 12:15 p.m. on 7th Street near the north entrance to the Walmart store. Witnesses told Atlantic police an eastbound vehicle failed to stop at the light. The car struck another vehicle, which was making a left turn onto westbound 7th Street from the entrance to the Walmart and Dollar General frontage road. Both drivers were transported to the hospital. The Iowa State Patrol yesterday morning released the names of those victims who were involved in a fatal crash Monday morning in Harrison County. Officials say the driver of a 2000 GMC Sonoma pickup, 18-year-old Salvador Valdovinos of South Sioux City, Nebraska, and a passenger in a 2012 Kenworth Semi, 59-year-old William Griffin of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, died at the scene of the crash near Mount Damon. The driver of the Semi, 58-year-old Rebecca Griffin, also of Pine Bluff, was injured and transported by helicopter to a hospital in Omaha. Authorities had said the pickup was traveling south on Interstate 29 at around 6:50 a.m. Monday when it went out of control and crossed the median before striking the northbound semi, which was carrying dynamite. Officials said there was no danger of the dynamite exploding. No injuries were reported following a single vehicle accident Sunday in Lenox. According to police, Frank Valenzuela was backing up his car, a 2005 Ford, which was parked in his backyard. The vehicle's accelerator stuck, causing the car to speed through the backyard, across a ditch and street, before coming to rest against a John Deere Cornhead parked at Barker Implement. Damage to the car was estimated at $2,500. The amount of damage to the combine head was unknown, and there were no citations issued. A porta potty that fell off a flatbed truck caused about $1,000 damage in Page County Monday morning. Sheriff Lyle Palmer reports a pickup was pulling a trailer carrying the porta potty owned by RJ's Portables in Corning, westbound on Highway 2 at around 9:10 a.m. Monday, when the poorly strapped down portable restroom slipped off the trailer, slid down the highway, and into the driver's side rear wheel cover of an eastbound dump truck style semi. The accident happened about 3 miles east of Shenandoah. A semi driven by 59-year-old Dwayne Hines of Glenwood sustained about $200 damage. The pickup driven by 62-year-old David Bennett of Corning was not damaged, but the porta potty sustained about $600 damage. Bennett was cited for spilling his load onto the highway. News time is 7:11.
Hi, this is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. Planting season rolled right into hay season, but we need to be thinking about harvest. We've got a great selection of CR combines here at Lindemann Tractor. We've got a popular model, a CR9060. It's a 2008. It's got 1,198 hours, heavy-duty planetaries. It's set up to either go with an Ag Leader yield monitor or a New Holland yield monitor. Came from an excellent home, and you won't believe the price we have on this machine. Also, we have a CR9070, a 2011. Real low-hour machine for a two-year-old machine with 335 separator hours. Auto steer complete with HID lighting, 620/70R42 duals. A nice machine, a lot like new. And don't forget, New Holland Credit has teamed up with Lindemann Tractor to give us 0% financing for up to 60 months with qualified credit on any used combine. I know you've been really busy, but harvest is coming up soon, and the best selection is right now. Call us today, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic, Lindemann Tractor.
In the funeral announcements, Howard Thrain, age 74, of Harlan, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Howard Thrain will be this morning at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Carol Liebeck, age 72, of Guthrie Center, died Monday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Carol Liebeck will be on Thursday at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Martin Marty Vogt, age 55, of Dexter, died Friday. Graveside services for Marty Vogt will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Dexter City Cemetery. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Lorraine Perdue, age 85, of Issaquah, Washington, died September 11th. Memorial graveside services for Lorraine Perdue will be held October 4th at 10 a.m. at the Griswold Cemetery. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. And Henry Hank Daggett, age 59, of Linden, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Hank Daggett will be on Friday, September 20th at 11 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.